Worship a bit, praise God. Let's sing that again, brother. Let's sing it again, praise God. Touch the Lord as He passes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart cry. He's passing by this moment. Bless you, Brother John, and the Lord bless each one tonight. We want to turn in our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, and we want to keep in prayer Brother Gary and Sister Ruth, and just keep them in your prayers, and Sister Lorne, and everything's went well thus far for Sister Lorne, and we thank the Lord. And we're just praying, it's so true what our Brother John said tonight, it's absolutely the truth. I strongly believe worship, you know, that's in the tabernacle, burning the incense on the golden altar was a type of the worship. And it went up as a sweet aroma to God, and then the Shekinah glory came down. And we want that, and that's worship, real worship. But we need to be able to worship in spirit and in truth. You know, it's really something when you go into some Pentecostal circles and you hear people singing in tongues. Some people don't know what's happening, but they're singing in the spirit.
Amen.
You know, I know Brother John would know years ago that I've been singing in the spirit and all. But you don't see much of that no more today. But it happens. Still happens. And you could have an interpretation sung. You could have tongues sung and an interpretation sung in tongues. And that's the power of God, what God can do, praise God. I want to read from, on the night I'm talking about wrestling and prayer. And I believe God showed me something today. A lot of people think they need to wrestle with God. And they look at the Old Testament where Jacob wrestled with the angel. But I want to tell you tonight that you don't need to wrestle with God. It's the devil that we're wrestling with. For God's with us. It's the Lord's going to help us to wrestle with the enemy. And our wrestle's with the enemy. And we're wrestling in prayer. And we need a breakthrough. Amen. And God can give a breakthrough. Amen. I needed a breakthrough at the tail end of last week. And I fasted a bit and sought the Lord. I got a breakthrough. And the Lord answered me. And I was trying to do things myself. And sometimes we want to give God a hand. But He doesn't need one.
Amen.
He's big enough to do it Himself. And He'll maybe not give you some of the things you're wanting. Because He wants to do something greater. Even what you think yourself. And the Bible says that. Far above what we can think or ask. Ephesians. Let's read from verse 10 of Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. Praise God. And we're going to pray, and but the Lord bless our sister Carl. And I know Brother John's already said it, and Brother Brian Freeborn sends his greetings to the whole church here and all the brethren from Australia. And we really appreciate Brother Brian and his ministry and all the folks there. But it's nice to have our sister Carl back. Praise God. And we want to thank the Lord. I want us to come and pray again this evening. Praise God. And I want us to believe God tonight. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have an advocate with the Father through Jesus Christ the righteous, who is a propitiation for our sins. Not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. We thank you this evening, Lord, that your arm's not shortened and your ear's not heavy. We bless you tonight that, Lord, that you can hear and answer prayer, Lord. And we thank you this evening for your precious blood. We ask you to wash us in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Purge us, and we shall be like us. Sanctify us this evening. Father, I need the Holy Spirit. Now take it by faith. Lord, even what we've heard already, it's absolutely the truth. We need the manifestation of your power coming in our lives, coming in this room, coming on us and through us in the mighty name of Jesus. We receive the Holy Ghost by faith. And Lord, we thank you for it. Lord, I bind every work of the devil over Brother Gary and Sister Ruth tonight. I come against every demon power in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, God, for your strength and comfort and grace at this time in the name of the Lord. Pray for Sister Lauren for the mighty touch. Continue to touch her and heal her. And raise her up, Lord, and give her good news, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, for everyone in this room, for any that needs your mighty touch, we think again of her sister Sheila, continue to move in her body in the mighty name of Jesus. And any others that need your touch tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Father, come amongst us and speak to us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I believe God wants us to wrestle in prayer. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Against the rulers of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil is against you and me. And I'm telling you, you brothers that's even older than me know what I'm going to say. When you step out for God, the devil's against you. And once you preach salvation, he's against you. And then if you go a bit further and start preaching healing, he'll be against you even more. He hates the word of God. He hates it. But Jesus defeated him with the word. He turned him to the word. And he said, it's written. And we need the word of God. We need to know the word of God. We need to be schooled in the word of God. The Bible says my people suffer for lack of knowledge. And God wants us to know his word on everything. scripture and healing and deliverance. And I want to try and show you the night of a camel, help our Lord, that they were wrestling, but it's the enemy we're wrestling, and God's with us. And he's given us some things we can use. But the devil doesn't want us to use them. We're not near bold enough. The Bible said, whatever we bind in earth shall be bound in heaven. Amen. Whatever we loose in earth shall be loose in heaven. Amen. We need to pray violent prayers. Right. We need to start praying them. Violent prayers. We need to grip the horns of heaven. Hallelujah. And pray them type of prayers. If we are to pray with power, we must pray with intense, sometimes, you know, with a real intensity, an earnestness. God wants us to be in earnestness. He wants us to be intense. Did you ever hear somebody saying, that fella's all right, but he's too intense for me? Well, you never can be too intense for God.
Amen.
And the things of God.
Amen.
You know, I knew of a man one time in Tremor, and his wife said he was too much into the Bible. I tell you, you cannot be too much into the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. You can't bend it enough. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praying from deep within ourselves in prayer. And the Bible says sometimes we don't know what to pray. But the Spirit helpeth us to pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we need to have that deep calling to the deep. And Jesus said, it shall be in you a river, a well within you, the Holy Ghost. We have someone we need to tap into. Groaning and moanings and utterings. And I tell you, that's what we need. We need that. This is shown in the scripture, Romans 15:30. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for those for the love of the Spirit. And for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers for God for me. Strive. There's a striving and prayer wrestling. Hallelujah. I tell you, there is a wrestling. The word strive, you know the Greek word for that is synagonzo. And agonzo, you know what it means? To strive, to wrestle, to fight. And Paul says we're in a fight. We're in a war. We're in a war with principalities and powers. Jesus is in a war. And the Bible says the Beelzebub should have come past me about. That was demon powers. And demon powers come about the Lord. And you know, though, even when the Lord was weak, the Bible says that God sent ministering angels to them. How many knows that? In the garden. And they ministered unto them. And the Bible says many of us have entertained angels unawares. We didn't even know about it. And sometimes we need ministering to them by the Spirit of the Lord. And Holy Ghost ministry. And we need to be striving in the power and the Spirit of the Lord. We know there's the rest of faith. I believe in the rest of faith. They preached about it the other week. There is the rest of faith, but then there's a striving. There's a wrestling. You never can show me a man of God that somewhere behind the scenes he didn't wrestle and prayer. And all through the Bible, you'll see it. Our brother Guy preached about Lot the other week. And you know, when you take Lot and Abraham, Abraham pleaded with God for Lot. He pleaded with him. If there's 50, if there's 40, will you spare it? Right down to 10. God said, if there's 10, I'll spare the city. But there wasn't 10. And Abraham, we know, was a type of Christ. And he wrestled in prayer with God. He bargained with God. And I tell you, we need to be striving in prayer. The fight of faith. The Bible has many things to say, you know, but the fight of faith. And how many knows we're in the fight of faith? That a fight of faith can on. The thought of wrestling or fighting in prayer is not the thought that we have to wrestle with God. But you know, it's the wrestling with the enemy. You're not wrestling with God, you're asking God. It's the enemy you're wrestling with. God has already conquered the devil for you. You know, there's a thing around some Christian circles and they blame God. That's from the devil. Well, it's in the scripture because the devil wanted Job to blame God. And his own wife said, deny God and die. for the madman was. And Jesus fell asleep in the boat, and there's a great storm come up. Now God never sent that storm, because Jesus will not do that which is opposite to the Father. Because he said, I only do what the Father shows me.
Yes.
The devil brought the storm up because the devil wanted to kill them disciples in that boat. And he never wanted Jesus to get to that man at the other side. He wanted the mission stopped. But when the Lord stood up, hallelujah, when the Lord stood up, and you know, William Branham preached a great sermon, and he called it Wakening Jesus. Wakening Jesus. And the disciples woke the Lord. And when the Lord awakened in the boat, and he stood up in the boat, and he spoke. And an old preacher said he spoke like you tell a dog to lie down. He didn't, you wouldn't, you know, some of the stuff that you don't hear on their newspapers, nonsense. If your dog's barking at night and you put your head out, you say, lie down! That's enough! That's how you would talk to them. You would have enough of it. And you need to give the devil a voice of command. That's enough! Come out! No more your nonsense. A fella asked me the other night, he said, you know, people was telling him he wasn't praying for deliverance right. And he started to tell him, me all high, that you need to pray for deliverance. We bind you devils in chains and we take you out to the Sahara Desert and all this. I says, brother, that's absolute nonsense. You never heard the Lord talking like that about the Sahara Desert in chains. Jesus Christ said, come out of him. Trouble him no more. And the demon said, will you suffer to go into the swine? He said, I will get into them. And they come out immediately. And I tell you, when the disciples tried to cast the devil out of the lunatic boy that threw himself into the fire, and oft times the spirit would come on him epileptic, they couldn't deliver him. And Jesus delivered him, cast the devil out of him. And the disciples said, why couldn't we do it? And the Lord said, this kind will only come out by prayer and fasting. I tell you, when you fast, it makes a difference, because God knows you're serious. There's an earnestness when people start to fast and seek God. And I tell you what, the power of God, fast and seek God, and you'll get the power of God.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, the Lord stood up and that there was a calm. There was a calm immediately. And when he reached down to that other shore, them demons and that man knew the Lord. They said, we know thee who thou art, the Holy One of Israel. Art thou come to torment us before the time? Somebody said, I believe the disciples weren't all loud. Well, my Bible says they called them the sons of thunder. That wasn't because they were quiet. I tell you, you ever take any man that the Holy Ghost comes on and God will move that man or that woman. Amen. Now, I'm not saying you have to be loud or anything like that, but I'm telling you, God wants you to speak in authority and in an authoritative manner to the enemy. You're not shaking the enemy's hand saying, look, you're a lovely wee devil. You don't address him like that. He's not lovely. He wants to kill you. He's a stealer, a robber, and a destroyer. But Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and that more abundantly. The Lord Jesus gives you life and life to spur. Hallelujah. The devil's a robber. I tell you, he'll have you on the street in the morning. So would his cohorts, but the Lord wants to bless you. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul is prosper. That's the word of the Lord. Press down and running over the top. God wants to bless you. But the devil wants you to think God doesn't want to bless you. So he gives you trouble. So to take your mind off it. But you need to get your mind right back onto it. And know that the devil's a liar. And you need a wrestling prayer. And tell the Lord all about it. And remind God what he told you. And remind God of his word. Lord, you said that if I asked anything in your name, you would do it. And my joy would be full. You said it, Lord. I believe you, Lord. It's your truth. It's your word. You said, Lord, if I give, it shall be given unto me. You said it, Lord. I believe it. God will do it. Hallelujah. And as much as you have done unto the least of these, places. There's no place where the devil resists us more than when we pray. I'll tell you, if you were to run some sort of a crusade where you flash and lights and a lot of stuff that attracts people, you'd get a big crowd, wouldn't you? Would you ask them to come to a prayer meeting and see the money you'll get?
Right.
You'll only have the sincere. You'll only have those that's earnest with God. But I'm telling you, God only needs a few that's real.
Yeah.
And God can move. The Bible says for two or three gathered in his name.
Right.
He is in the midst, and that to bless us. What about God's phone number? Psalms 50, verse 50. Call upon me in the time of trouble, and I shall deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me. The Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
Sometimes things happen that we can't explain. But don't you fear about it. You trust the Lord.
Amen.
God will turn it for the good. It'll all come down to the Lord. Psalms 34, verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous.
Amen.
Hallelujah. His ears are open to their cry. The Lord hears you when you pray. Sister, you can be washing the dishes and the Lord will hear you. Brother, you can be driving in your car and the Lord will hear you.
Amen.
You can be cutting the lawn and the Lord will hear you. You can be in your work and the Lord will hear you. Driving a machine.
Amen.
And the Lord will hear you. Hallelujah. Sing unto the Lord in spirit. Sing unto Him in truth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God wants us to praise Him.
Amen.
Wants us to make a sacrifice of praise. That means when you don't feel like doing it, you do it. That's what a sacrifice is. Something you don't want to do, but you do it. Because you have to do it unto the Lord. He wants you to do it. Glory to God. And I tell you, He inhabits the praises of His people. The Bible says He inhabits glory. That's His mighty power comes in. And I'll tell you, the power of God's greater than any devil. I told that brother that asked me about this chains and stuff. And I'm not criticizing the man. I'm just telling you what people told him. They said he wasn't praying for deliverance right. And I said, brother, you know, when I was in California, and I went to a deliverance meeting, and they had sheets of paper, and they were going over all this stuff about Sahara deserts and chains and binding devils. And there's a fella levitated in the meeting up that side of the ground. And I was only about 22 or 3 years of age, not long saved, but I was filled with the Holy Ghost in my front bedroom in my mother's house. And I met with the Lord, and God filled me, and I knew He filled me. And the devil knew it. Hallelujah. And I tell you, the Spirit of God said to me, watch, for tomorrow I'll deliver that man. That's what God said. And they could do nothing with him. Not a thing. And they had all their Sahara deserts and chains, brother. And all the wee rituals that they learned at college. But it never worked. But the next day that man came in the house. And as soon as he came into that house, the power of God fell.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God spoke to them and addressed the devil in him. And the devil spoke out of him and spit it out of him like a cat. And God set him wonderfully free and delivered him. And there was no chains or Sahara deserts needed. The thing that was needed was a name. A name that's far above every other name. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Glory to God. That's the name. Didn't the Lord say to Peter, I've given you the keys of the kingdom. In my name. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. In my name. That's why when we go into the waters, we take the name. The name of Jesus Christ. We don't take a title or a creed. But we take the name. The name that's above every name. The name of Jesus Christ. For at that name every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess. Of things in heaven, of things in earth. His name's above every name. And there's power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's power in it. There's a resource tonight. You need to wrestle with the enemy. Glory to God. That wee fella sang the song last night. I'm going to take back what the devil stole from me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, David done that.
Right.
He went back out and he brought the wives
right.
back.
Yeah.
And the concubines back. He went into the enemy's camp.
That's right.
And he brought them back from God.
Amen.
Wigglesworth said he went to pray for a man one time, and he just whispered the name of Jesus, and the breath come back into him.
Amen.
He whispered the name of Jesus. It's paramount name.
Amen.
Well, what happens is the devil wants you to be afraid. God doesn't put that sort of fear on you. There is the fear of God would bring a repentance, but that's the devil's fear.
Amen.
We need rid of that fear. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. It is a prayer in which you actually wrestle the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost. There's that prayer. Do you ever hear of a man called R.A. Torrey? Who's ever heard of him? He was a man of God. Here's what he said. It is the prayer in which we actually wrestle in the power of the Holy Spirit that wins out with God. The prayer that we wrestle in the Holy Spirit, God has sent us the Holy Spirit. That's the promise. He said, I'm going away, but I will send unto you another comforter in my name. In my name. And he said, when he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. He shall take of mine and show it unto you. And when the Holy Ghost came on them, the power of God came with it. Hallelujah. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost and with power. And that's what we need to work against the devil with tonight. Now I'm encouraging, and I'm stopping in a moment, but I want to encourage you to pray. I want to encourage you to pray. Come against the enemy. You need to set out a target that you're going to lift the Lord up and keep the devil down. Don't give the devil no glory, no space, not one bit of room whatsoever. Give the Lord all the space and all the room and squash the devil right out. Hallelujah. Magnify the Lord. There's a brother saying, when the Spirit of God comes in, the devil will run out. And let my foot to get out quick enough. Hallelujah. Romans 15 verse 39, I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in prayers to God for me. The word strive together is the same as the word agony. And when you look at Luke 22, 44, and Jesus being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. He prayed more earnestly. His sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. This is the very word that's translated agony. And we need to have more agonizing prayer. Do you ever see a fellow that's training for anything? I'm going to tell you a wee thing tonight. You see a fellow that trains for anything, I don't care what it's running, cycling, or weightlifting, anything. Take any sport you want. If he doesn't hurt himself, he's useless. He'll never win. I'm serious what I'm saying. I want you to understand what I'm saying. He has to take his body to the place where he almost hurts it. How many knows what I'm talking about? When you work a muscle, you work it till it can be worked no more. You put it under a load of stress. You break it down and it rebuilds stronger. The fellow on the bike pushes himself till his limits, his lungs is bursting. And he keeps going. He tries to keep the same time, the same speed. And if he does 30 miles, he builds it to 40, 50, whatever he's going till, he pushes himself. Every sport's the same. And God wants us to be earnest. Earnest in prayer. And he wants us to push ourselves. And he wants us to get a hold of the devil in faith and power of prayer with the Holy Ghost and put him out. I remember preaching in Africa, and I told the fellow, if you've got a weak case, I want you to bring it. And I preached on it about packing the devil's bags and sending them out. And I'd done all the actions during the meeting. And then I went to another meeting and I said, I wanted three keys. And I preached about the three keys that Jesus took of the devil. He went up to them. And he took the keys of death, of hell, and the grave. And he hung them over on his own side. He stripped them. He stripped the enemy. The devil was backed up into the corner in hell. And the Lord stripped him. And he said to Peter, I'll give you the keys. You have a name tonight that's far more powerful than we realize. It's the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's the most powerful name.
Hallelujah.
It's the most powerful name. Let us come tonight and apply that name. Let me read you Colossians 4 verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salute you always, laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect, complete, and in the will of God. Our brother John mentioned it at the start. Somebody prayed for us. Somebody was praying for us. You would be surprised, you know. All of us would be. You know, but if the Lord brought up tonight who's prayed for us all over the years, you'd be surprised. Who's prayed for you? And maybe somebody's went away and had agonizing prayer that nobody knew about, but the Lord knew. And you're here tonight because somebody prayed for you. And the devil's a liar. I feel to say the devil's lying to you. Somebody in this meeting. I feel to say that. The devil's lying to you, but the Lord's going to give you the truth. Cast down all reasoning and all vain imagination. Cast it down. Let the mind that be in Christ be in you. And that's the word of God. And he'll not take you outside of that word. But it's line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little, so is the word of the Lord. Not one jot or tittle shall pass away to all be fulfilled. God's fulfilling his word. Let's come and pray tonight. I know there might be other people in here. I'm not worried one bit about them. We're going to pray anyhow. Praise God. Now I know I'm loud. I'm not telling you how to shout or anything. Don't want you to think that, but I want you to be yourself. Be yourself. Be real. Be real. An old preacher said, he said, refuse to be anything other than real. Just be yourself. The Lord will hear you. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for the word of truth. For your word is a lamp under our feet and a light under our path. Lord, we worship you tonight. We praise you. Magnify your name, Lord Jesus. Lord, we're tired of the devil running roughshod over people. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ for the mighty standard to be raised. You promised when the enemy come in like a flood that the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against them. Your word is a standard. Help us to be filled with the Spirit. Fill us afresh with the Spirit. Help us to move in the Spirit, to groan in the Spirit, to utter in the Spirit, to pray in the Spirit. Oh Lord, bind the enemy, we pray. Bind the strong man and spoil his goods over our children, over the wife, over the husband, over the son, over the daughter. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, I come against the spirit of death and the spirit of suicide tonight. And I take charge over it. And I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of infirmity. And I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. And I pray for a manifestation of your power, healing and miracles to come upon your people. Lord, your disciples prayed. They say, Lord, stretch your arm forth with signs and wonders and miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Bless your people tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's continue just to seek the Lord this evening.